Here's your Kennedy Malloy catch-up for anything you've missed. You don't want to miss the unbelievable deal of the year from Bosch. Grab a Bosch Heavy Duty Pro Core 18-volt two-piece brushless kit for $299 at selected retailers now. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hello, Australia. Welcome to the big, massive, huge Thursday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick Malloy.
Hello,
how are you doing?
Dangerous Dave.
Good
I'm
afternoon.
Good. I'm very good. On the mend.
Yeah, we're on the mend.
So
you had a good
speak.
Night.
Yes, I did.
Nice, cosy night.
Hey, quiet, please.
All
There's
right.
a lot to get through.
There is.
Sydney's under water restrictions. We'll get to the bottom of that.
Well, that's the first time in a long time.
Yes.
Not happy about
no,
it.
No, I won't. So we'll get to the bottom of that. Elon Musk is annoying astronomers.
He doesn't let up, does he, my mate?
He's always shooting stuff into space.
He is doing something like that. Our neighbours in UK are in a bizarre row. Public notes are pinned to posts.
Oh,
asking people to stop doing things.
And, I love a surly message.
Yeah. I'm about to do one myself.
Whee!
In my
space. What?
I'm
we
going
might get
to
into that.
Do it.
Neighbourly right? disputes. We'll get you involved.
Yes, exactly.
Right out there. Annoying sports fans. Drake's in the wars.
Oh, yeah.
Just get off the court, mate. Yeah. You're not playing.
It's not
Sit
about
down.
You, buddy. We're
Sit
talking
down in
about
front.
The NBA finals.
And annoying celebrity sports fans.
Yeah, we might see who you think is tops in that department.
Let's do that.
Charlie Pickering is our special guest.
Well, I'll look forward to talking to him.
Catching up with young Charlie. Tinder are up to no good.
Oh.
What's not no good? Tinder have got a great service for people attending music festivals.
It sounds like you're on the app.
Well,
are you?
I don't know if they've got one.
Or is that ship sailed? What are you doing?
That ship sailed. I would have thought so.
Hey, well, okay.
Oh, I've got something to play you too. Stand by. Harry Styles
I hope
and Stevie.
Spice Girls.
Well, no. Harry Styles and Stevie Nicks have sung together.
Oh, wow.
It's a dream come true. Yes, I know.
Oh, my God.
I know.
All right, well, we'll take your course. We'll take your tweets. Okay. So much to get through. Hello, Jane.
Hello. Hello. I didn't sleep very well.
Why? What was wrong?
Well, where I was, it was raining all night.
Mm.
That's what makes me think, how are my twins?
Oh, my God. You're not still banging on about this,
I am. And guess what happened this morning?
So just for anyone who's listening, Jane's kids are on a school camp.
And it's the coldest conditions for years in Australia, in
polar
this
blast.
Part of Australia.
A polar blast.
The coldest overnight. Snow, sleet,
okay.
rain.
They're in a friggin' cabin.
They're not in
they're
a cabin.
Not camping
they,
out.
No, what happens is they spend half the week in cabins.
Right.
Then they go and they spend in tents on the side of a mountain.
It'll be tough for them.
How will they go? They're 12. How will they do it? Anyway, guess what happened this morning?
What?
Oh.
The principal rang me.
Uh-oh.
I saw the number come up on my phone and went, oh, my God.
What's wrong?
Said hello. And he said, Jane, I just want to let you know that one of your twins, my boys, he spent Monday and Tuesday out in tents, out in that cold overnight. And he was
one
really
of them.
Good.
Only one of them.
He said, well, we're still looking for the other one.
Oh.
I said, yeah, Greg, don't like
That's
your sense of humor at this
That's
stage of the game. Then he said something that did worry me. He said, now, I do not want to upset you or worry you, but they've both had a terrible reaction. Now, I don't know what happened.
Oh, this has got to what?
Somehow,
What's
they've
happened?
Got hold of some chocolate.
You are joking.
You are unbelievable.
Contraband.
Now you may recall that I snuck some chocolate bars into just as a little treat if they
socks.
Got if
Again,
they were miserable
against the wishes of the school
yes,
and the school
them.
Rules.
That's right.
And I said to the principal, "Oh, I've got no idea what you're talking about, sir."
They've had
no
a terrible
idea.
Reaction to what?
Chocolate.
The chocolate.
No, I think he
and
might.
What happened? Oh,
you know
heard.
What happened?
Yeah, do you too?
I think he was listening.
Oh.
Anyway, that's enough of the jokes, Greg. It's not funny.
That said,
I'm worried about my boys, and I said I'll see you. I'll be at the first one there at the bus. There's going to be a fight though to be in the first in the queue. It's going to be like Everest with all the mothers.
Run up the stairs.
Run up the stairs. Oh, because they'd
up
love
the stairs
that.
And embarrass you.
And really cry. Go, boys, mummy's here.
Yes, arms out.
I think the word came
if
through.
If they make the bus. If they make the bus, because.
No, the school was very much.
I got a really bad feeling about this.
The school was very much, Jane, how about you chill and relax and just realise we might have done this for a good 20 years. We know what we're doing.
Yeah.
So I think he was very much on your side,
Someone's going to get eaten. Someone will get eaten on the school
anyway,
camp.
I do. I am looking forward to seeing them tomorrow, and I'll pick them up, and I'll have some yummy food treats. I have hot chocolate in the car.
I loved it. The rougher and tougher it got.
Aren't you a hero, Bear Grylls?
I was a hard man.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you didn't look like a hardened man with the photo you sent me last night.
Jane, that's...
You know what he sent me, Dave? It's so cute. I told him to have a nice
Jane,
early night, and he sent me a photo of him in his stripy jammies. All ready for bed, he buys. It was so cute.
Was
his little socky socks.
Well, I wasn't feeling well.
How old are you?
He sent me a photo and it was so cute.
What are you doing, Dave, by the way? We're doing a show.
The photo.
I
it's
sent
hilarious.
It to Dave. I don't think I'll show everyone.
Oh, I got your socks on too.
I know. But that's good. Did you have a nice
show? Shut up, Dave.
Better go to a song, Dave.
Dave, what is wrong
with you? We're all turning against each other.
Like about 90. In those
pajamas. He doesn't.
Yes, they do. They're terrible
what
pajamas.
Do you sleep in jammies?
No.
Oh, I don't want to know what you sleep in.
I sleep in nothing. It's a tempered bed.
Let's not come in.
Jarvis. All right.
Hey, when we come back, plenty to talk about.
Yeah, you bet.
Shut up, Dave.
And Charlie Pickering to join us. Hey, we're here thanks to Bosch, by the way. The heavy-duty Procore 18-volt two-piece brushless kit for just $299.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We're talking about bizarre weather conditions in Sydney. It's water's in short supply.
Yeah.
And restrictions are to start across Sydney for the first time in a decade. You may remember the country, whole country used to be on. We were on, was it 3.1 or 3.2 water restrictions?
I don't mind being on permanent
restrictions. Not washing cars.
Yep. Having
not watching
2 minute
all that.
Showers.
Two minute showers.
Bucket.
I think we should be on permanently. I really do.
There's a dam in Queensland that keeps overflowing like three times a year. Can't we pipe that?
Well, it's not getting to the Blue Mountains, is it?
Mm.
Blue Mountains about too good for too long anyway. Who cares if they burn off? a bit of an eyesore.
No way.
The new restrictions are quite full on. Have you heard this?
So this is coming
in force us next week. 3.9, women's water to break on odd days only. 3.11, bucket bongs to be filled on weekends.
Oh,
no way. My pub to stop watering down beer. What?
Gee, if I
live to see that day, wet t-shirt competitions.
Oh,
what?
No.
To be held before 6 in the morning or after 9 o'clock at night.
Well, what a travesty.
You can't do that.
Oh, that's dreadful.
Jesus, to turn wine back into water.
They've gone too far.
Good luck,
ridiculous.
Everybody. What have you got there? You've turned on your old boyfriend, Elon
Musk. I have
Musk.
Turned on Elon Musk because, you know, people who just do what they want, they're like megalomaniacs. They've got money. They're rich. Mm. They go, I'm just going to do this. He's put into the sky a chain of satellites, right? And they're called, it's part of his SpaceX.
It's going to be a new constellation of satellites.
What?
He's not done yet, which is going to make us the fastest online service and your GPS, the best GPS tracking system. So it's all, he's not just piss farting around.
He's still got to buy it. You've got to pay for it. He's not doing it for altruistic reasons. He's there to make a profit.
Turn on,
the
mate.
First 60 of a plan, 12,000.
It's going to be
so the first 60 have gone up. Now this is
so what's your
happened.
Beef?
You see them, and they're so bright that they're outshining the stars, and they're going to be permanent. So people are saying Elon Musk has changed our night sky forever.
That's crazy.
Forever. And how come he has the right to do that?
Can you see his car?
Yeah,
remember the car he shot in
space?
Maybe
there's a car constellation. But what's going to happen when you look up and you see the saucepan?
Oh, you didn't care when the stupid meteors were flying around.
I did care.
You did, well, that's...
Meteors are unnatural. I don't care.
Oh,
of course, that's fine.
So meteors fine, Elon Musk no good.
Yeah. That makes perfect sense to me.
I still prefer him when he's working on satellites rather than mini subs to get kids out of caves.
Really?
That was a bit nutty.
Oh,
look, Dave, you're an astrologer.
How do you feel about this?
Astronomer. Sorry. Yeah. Gypsy Jane. What does Gypsy Jane think about
it? Gypsy Jane is
because that would throw off her stars.
Well, it totally does for all the constellations for Scorpius, Orion. Yeah.
What about the saucepan?
Capricornius, the
saucepan? Or as we call it, Orion's Belt in the Northern Hemisphere. Thank you, Mick.
but it looks Southern Cross. Well, it doesn't look like a belt.
Oh, good one, Dave. You're welcome. Southern Cross. Learned that one at
Why
school.
Why is it called Orion's belt?
Because
it doesn't look like a belt.
It does in the Northern Hemisphere because it's upside down. Orion was a Viking. I don't want to go over it. If you're not, it's going, most of it will go over your head.
What about the Milky Way?
Oh, the Milky Way is like the...
Well, I don't like what I'm seeing, like, and I want everybody to complain. Everybody complain to Elon Musk and say, mate...
Yeah.
No, this and right. all Dave, of a sudden you, it's you just a late amateur that he gets to do it.
Who well, I've got a Star Walk app, so you can put it on your phone and then you can walk around and put your phone
get
to the sky.
How do you get the app?
Oh my god!
I think it's disaster. Did you just ask how do you get an app?
Yeah,
App Store. It's on your phone. Anyway, so you point it at the sky and it tells you what star you're looking at. But are you pointing
right,
at these?
Okay.
You're pointing at satellites now that are going to be brighter than the stars.
I agree.
Don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
Second, nerd. You got your star.
Stop it with your nerd.
If I'm out walking Marty at night and I go, that's a really bright star. And oh, that's Saturn.
It's a satellite.
Can you see, what about the space station?
Yeah. Well,
so you're happy to have that stink up the atmosphere?
Not at all.
But it's not permanent.
Yeah. There's scientists
coming back down. It's coming back down. Elon Musk is doing it. Stop sticking up for him.
Doing something good for everybody.
Oh, yeah. Right. He cares for everyone.
He's my favourite nut. He's working on the modern spruce goose. Someone has to do it. There has to be, you know, your nut of the day, like your Howard Hughes type. He's insanely wealthy, cuckoo.
Sure,
but coming up with good ideas, I always look forward to what will Elon Musk do?
Well, he should be doing for good, not evil. Yeah. Sorry about that, all astronomers.
Whatever happened to Coke? Remember Coke at one stage were going to put a billboard in space?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, see, everybody said don't do it and it didn't happen.
No, they just never got round to financing it, I think. That would be good, wouldn't it?
No.
Sure. I don't know. I haven't thought that one through very well. Would you like me to think about it now?
Nah.
I think I've got a bit off track, but never mind.
I love space.
Do you?
I'm going to go one day.
Pardon me,
go.
You've just called nerd alert for us talking about it.
Has Branson gone into space yet?
No.
Do these guys are they always piss-farting around in space for the publicity, or are they actually doing stuff?
I reckon that's like, publicity.
Branson, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, how long has he been talking about it now?
Yeah,
don't you worry. It's coming. Well,
buy your ticket now.
Yeah,
don't
nutty
worry.
Beard.
I think people did buy tickets for it to go to.
Oh, yeah. And there was a one-way ticket to Mars at one stage where you could book yourself in for a one-way trip.
Oh, well, put in any complaints to Mr. Musk, if you like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be doing it right now.
Okay. Coming up, Charlie Pickering and neighbours in the UK.
My complaint letter.
Oh, is that what it was?
I'll get there quicker once your satellites are up.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malone.
I'm going to get all Mrs. Kravitz for a minute. You know who that is?
Oh, yeah.
Nosy neighbour.
Mrs. Jessup.
Mrs. Jessup, too. You know
Mrs.
who
Mangle.
She is. Mrs. Mangle.
Mrs. Mangle, all right.
I'll just throw one in there.
That was the same person, wasn't it?
Yes, it
Mrs.
was.
Mrs. Mangle and Mrs.
Correct.
Jessup.
They were the same person, played them both.
No
one
kidding.
In the Sullivans, one in Neighbours.
That's really? Right. Did she ever win a Gold Logie?
No. Come on, Ryan Maloney. We've got to get him over the line. Got a Logie.
He'll go berserk up in the Gold Coast.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we'll have a big night out with Toadie. He's got to win it.
I don't think so.
Well, speaking of Neighbours, here you go. Here's a nice link.
Yeah.
This actually happened in Brixton in South London, but it relates to people everywhere, I'm sure. On a signpost, it was like a post and it had a garden bed around it.
Right.
And they grew flowers there just to make the neighbourhood nicer. Now, the community did it. Mm. It wasn't a council thing.
We do the same thing out the front of our house.
Yeah. So you would have planted seeds, wouldn't
you?
Well,
when we say we do that,
them?
My neighbours do that. Mm.
Yeah.
And
and you just look
contribute.
At it.
I walk past it.
Yeah.
Maybe put my butt out and in the garden.
But you think it looks nice, don't you?
I think it's wonderful.
Would
and
you
it's
ever
a good community right. effort.
Street
good
appeal.
On.
Would you think of taking those flowers out of it?
Yes, I would.
Well, no, you wouldn't.
But then
no,
again,
I know you.
I've
you
taken
wouldn't do
flowers
that.
From a cemetery. So
I'll turn my attention to Dave. Dave. Would you take those flowers out, cut them and take them out
it's
for use
appeal.
At home?
It's about the street.
It
looks
is.
Great.
That's what I thought. So somebody put a note and said, please don't pick the flowers, thank you. And people went,
So what you're saying is a resident.
A resident.
A
said,
local was
yes,
helping himself.
That's right.
So what was the note?
Please don't pick my flowers, thank you. And people thought, my flowers? Mm. I thought they belong to everyone. Can't we take them? Anyway. People start to go, I'll do what I want. Flowers are here. They're here to make everyone's life happy.
But there goes the system. There'll
there
be
goes
no
the
more
system.
Flowers.
So there was a war of post-it notes. And it got so prolific that the actual post got so covered, they had to put an envelope and they were filled with letters. It caused a real brouhaha. But sadly,
do people
then,
know who's who though? Like, yeah. Or do you have to sneak out in the middle of the night to put your note down so no one knows?
Well, that's
you?
Interesting. You don't know who's
don't
putting
know who's
the whether you're
what?
For or against.
Yeah.
But the sad thing that's happened.
No more flowers.
No more flowers.
Well,
they're
well.
All gone and that stuff. And I was just thinking, you know, that happened in Mount Lawley. Remember that somebody was taking shame on
WA.
You in WA for taking out of their front garden. Had been taking their plants that they plant.
Oh, that's right.
Just, I mean, people who steal plants out of the ground
that's
is insane.
Theft.
But they put another note up. In fact, that was a very professional one. But you know, yeah. I'm planning to put a notice up.
So what have you done? Are you going to war with one of your neighbours?
No,
there?
No. This is what happens is outside our house, there's the ability to park two cars if you move up close to the tree and it will let you have two cars.
Oh.
If you just rock up, and you don't give us stuff, and you just park almost in the middle, you can't get another car in there.
Yeah.
All it would take is for someone to have, you know, a bit of courtesy and think, oh, they could probably get two cars
Do you know who's doing
this? I might nudge. No, because it changes all the time because it's quite a few flats
well, so
in the area.
So it's not just one
it's
person.
Transit.
So it's not that obvious.
No,
so you don't have a nuisance neighbour.
No, I'm saying.
You're the nuisance neighbour.
No.
You're complaining about something that
no
one else cares about.
I have a plan.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to put on the tree. I was going to laminate it so it doesn't get rain damaged.
Oh,
please
you're the nerdy
park close, as close as possible to the tree so we can get two cars in. Cheers.
Okay.
And a thumbs up. I was going to be, it was a nice
courteous.
Note.
Yeah. It needs an emoji or something. It needs a.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what I'm holding up my thumb.
Where are you going to put the laminated note?
On the tree.
Well, that's desecrating the tree.
It's not.
That is.
Not really.
Well, it's not a
I'm
great
going to do
look,
it in the same colour as the tree.
Do you know
trunk?
What? And it's probably in violation of a local ordinance.
Probably is.
So you will.
You might kill
it. It's my violation that they don't
do you know
let
you should do? Put your mobile number on it.
Oh, good idea. And I'll say which house I live in. That's
and leave
a good
a key
idea.
Out.
Yeah, I'll just say.
No, but why would you do that?
Because it's selfish behaviour. When you park a car, you don't know what that's about, parking a car. But when you park a car, you're always trying to be considerate.
Aren't you
for
in a temporary? Aren't you in there temporarily? So
well,
what's it to you?
Because
so
you're
you come
saying
in,
people can't
you swan in. Right, you complain about the
anywhere.
Locals, and then you're going to bunk out anyway.
I'm
having,
not swanning
having
in.
Having stirred up a hornet's nest.
Actually, Stuart's got a good idea. I'm good at doing stuff like this. I've done stuff
yes,
like this
Stuart.
Before. Hi, Stuart. What do you suggest I do?
I reckon go to your local hardware store, won't mention any names. For about $4, you can get a can of line marking paint.
Yeah.
White line marking paint. Walk out there, put your car at the front
yep.
when there's no cars there. Mark the line behind your car with a straight edge, like a cardboard box or something, to get a nice straight line. Quickly slip back inside, and you'll find that people will either park behind that line or in front of it, and you'll always have two parks there.
Hey, that is brilliant.
What about this one, Stuart? Go and get yourself about 4 or 5 witches' hats and just keep the thing permanently sealed off.
Sounds like a plan.
They'll steal the witches' hats. Hey, let's give Stuart a prize.
You got
I
yourself
like
a
thinking.
6-month KO sports subscription there, Stuart. That's ICC
on,
Cricket
Stuart.
World Cup and more live.
That's
well
awesome.
Done.
Thanks so much.
Good on you, mate.
On you.
Don't forget, World Cup's on at the moment.
Yeah.
Hey, but is that illegal? You can't just go and put a line on
Of course
on
you can't.
Oh, I was thinking it was a good idea. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take your calls. 133353. Get
neighbourly
on board
disputes.
Now. Are you in a neighbourly dispute?
Have you put notes up?
Do
Has
you
it
have
been
a neighbour
successful?
Is really.
And how do I not get fined by the council? Yeah. How do I do things legally?
Let's go.
133353.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane's on one. She's cracked
I'm
it.
I'm on one.
You've cracked it with your neighbours.
I haven't.
You have.
Gosh, someone's you're a drama queen.
Someone's not parking to. Do you know what you should do? Stand at the front with table tennis bats. I like those guys who park planes.
Yeah, at the airport.
Well, you know, I've got my own. I keep a high vis in the house.
So
just
tell
case.
Us again what's annoying you. And I should point out, you live in a very leafy suburb in a very
snobby area.
So, don't, I do not.
So I'm guessing what, it's a Bentley or something that
no,
someone's parking at
the
front
same
of your
cars.
House? Or...
It's not the same car.
Right.
I'm suspecting it's young people who are a bit selfish. And because there's a pea-plating girl. She's a bit, you know, pea-plating girls are just the worst.
Oh, okay.
Oh, they are.
Thanks
so
selfish.
Don't you have one?
Yeah, hence my experience. But she doesn't drive, and she's not terrible. She's kind and good. These selfish girls, they're all too busy on their phones. They pull up and they say, "Oh, there's a car park. I'll go and see Hamish, my boyfriend." They back in, and it's clearly it's clearly big enough for two cars, and they park where you can only put one car, not two.
And you're thinking of putting a pleasant note
on a tree.
That's the start of a war.
Just saying, hi. No, I'll be friendly. Hi. Yeah.
That'll escalate really quickly.
Yeah.
That's
going
to be a tit for tat, brouhaha. It'll end up in that tree being burnt to the ground.
Yeah. Okay.
We're asking, are you involved in a neighbourly dispute? I'm guessing most of them will involve cars at this point. Matt's on the line. Matt, have you...
what's your experience,
Matt? Putting a note out?
Done the line painting thing, and it works a charm. I've not had an issue in 12 months now.
Sorry, Matt, you put lines down to show that there's two spots can go
there.
That's
exactly right. There was always a bloke that would park smack in the middle of where you could easily fit two. You spray the line on the on the road, and there's never been a problem since.
Is there a legal problem here? Councils will be red hot on this.
There's no other lines in the street. There's no other. So I think that would stand out like proverbial, you know.
There's one other neighbour a couple of doors down that's done the same thing in front of his nature strip.
Yeah.
But we've never heard a thing from the council.
Okay. Oh, I might take the risk.
All right. Good work, Matt.
Thanks,
Fleur's
Matt.
On the line. Fleur, what brouhaha are you involved in?
Oh, well, it's a potential brouhaha. I don't know what to say. I have a new neighbour who parks whose van directly opposite my my driveway, so I have to do a 3 or 4 point turn to get out. And I've never met this guy, and I don't know whether to...
Oh, I know what you're saying.
Just hit that. I just back into it.
Yeah.
Straight into it.
Oopsie. Sorry.
T-bone.
The last thing is he has an empty driveway. So,
annoying.
Do I say something and risk having a...
Yeah, tell him to park in his driveway.
Have you got someone you can say it with? Like, just don't go by yourself, Fleur, just in case.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'll take the hubby.
I think you might have to do that.
Egg the car. Just egg it. Thank
you, Fleur.
Andrew's on the line. Andrew, what's the issue?
So my neighbour has a two-car garage. Doesn't park in any of them and prevents me parking in front of my own yard.
If I get
there first and leave, he'll move his car there so when I return, I can't park there.
No. Now, Andrew.
Okay, you should start parking in his garage.
Yes, that's a good idea.
I would.
Great idea.
If I could, I would.
Hey, Andrew, have you spoken to him about this?
They're not very approachable.
Okay. It's tricky, isn't it?
You live opposite bikey headquarters? who is it?
It's not a nice neighbourhood, so.
Would you like me to handle this?
You're more than welcome to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we might leave that to Mick to handle for you.
Diplomacy 101 written all
not
over.
Not a nice, pleasant
but
note.
But that's
on
not
the
annoying. He's got a two-gun jar.
Hey, what's wrong with people? This is ridiculous.
What an arse.
Oh. Hey, Matt, what's your idea?
Well, look, I don't have an issue with neighbours or anything, but I work in Sydney and it's always really hard to find a park where I work in a marina.
Yeah.
So what I did was I found some of them orange cones on the side of the road.
you found them, yeah.
Well, I found them, all right. It was somebody's, but no one wanted them. I put them in the back of the ute, and then I drove to work, and there's some parks out front where you don't have to pay, but it's $8, and I'm a tight ass, so what I do is I park there really early in the morning, and if I have to go out during the day, I just grab the orange cone there, and I cone the car park.
Genius.
And then it's $8.
Mate,
and it works.
I'm on it. Give him a prize.
Yeah, Matt,
for breaking the law.
Yeah, prize pack.
Prize pack?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very clever,
Good
Matt.
On you, Matt. Thanks for the call. One more, Peter. Peter, what are you doing?
I've got a neighbour that likes to park in front of my place on garbage night. He parks right up near my driveway side, so I can't get the bins out.
Oh,
that's annoying.
He's about four doors up in a unit. So what I've done, I've lifted his windscreen wipers up front and back and tried to give him the message that I don't want him parking there. But apart from that, he just always does.
Have you stabbed his tyres?
Have you
keyed his driver's side
Peter,
door?
We don't encourage that on Kennedy Malloy.
Have you emptied your bin all over the bonnet of his car?
I've thought about that one as well.
Right. Well, yeah, maybe you just grab the bin and you take it right over his bonnet, right over the whole car and dent it.
And same problem, there's enough space there to fit two cars along my verge. But
people are idiots.
They are.
No, exactly. They are.
Thanks,
well
Peter.
Done, Peter. Well done,
Thank
everybody.
Thank you, everyone. We hope you solve those disputes.
Calm the farm, everyone.
And I'm going home to laminate my notes.
Well, this will end in tears.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
There's a lot of brouhaha. I'm not going to say the word brouhaha. I've said that today, haven't I? I don't like the word.
Oh.
How will I describe it with the NBA
drama?
And Drake?
Oh, there's drama with Drake. He's a nutty sports fan for the Toronto Raptors, and he's been causing a lot of trouble over the years. He got warned last year. He sits courtside, so he sits in the front row.
So he gets the best seat because he's Drake. Mm. He's obviously got great membership, and he can sit courtside like all the celebrities
do. And the camera's picking him up. He started to think he's part of the action, and he stands up and he remonstrates. He causes trouble.
Yeah.
He got into a major scuffle with during the Eastern Conference Finals. And last year, he was involved with the Cleveland Cavaliers, Kendrick Perkins.
Yeah.
And people go, mate, calm the farm. It's not about you. If people want to see you, they'll go to your concert.
Right. I agree.
It's not like the Raptors turn up at your concert and start dancing on stage. It's not about you.
But you know what it's like to be a passionate fan. You're a passionate fan of your football club.
This is
club.
Pretty full on, though. Spike Lee is the same. In the past, he's a big New York Knicks fan. Ooh. And so when it's in New York, he used to sit on there. And he got involved in some famous interaction with some very big players.
Bill Murray was, of course, in baseball.
Well, that's right.
But he did it in a really low-key. Like, he wasn't, you know, jumping on the field and pitching the ball, was he?
133353, can you think of the most annoying famous sports fans who's turned
up? We've actually got a bit of Drake carrying on.
Oh, we've got Drake carrying on?
Yeah, let's have a listen.
Drake thinks he plays for the Raptors, but somebody needs to remind him of the truth. He is the modern-day Spike Lee.
By the looks of it, tonight this win streak is over, so let's go get it. Yeah.
What is it about Drake that bothers me?
He's gone from the celebrity that sits, you know, next to the court and is talking to players to the most annoying guy in these playoffs.
He talks a lot of trash over there on that sideline.
And our guys are always talking trash with him.
This is what makes the NBA a personal experience.
Drake is an ambassador for the Toronto Raptors. He's a super fan as well.
If it was another fan that wasn't Drake, they probably would be put out the arena.
He's Drake, for crying out loud. Let's not act like we don't know.
So they're going into the finals against the Golden State Warriors, who I think have said, hey, no hoo-ha from you. Sit down, shut up.
They have to strap him to the chair, I think.
So over the years, there's been some remarkable interaction between sports fans and their favourite sporting event.
That's true.
Any that spring to mind for you?
Well, I just recently saw Prince Harry being ecstatic.
At Aston Villa.
Oh, yeah.
And,
well, he was jumping. I mean, he didn't make it cause a big scene.
He's jumping up and down. He's behaving like a bit of a dick.
Yeah.
What about Sir Cliff Richard? As if tennis is not bad enough.
Hang on. Imagine, I like it when I see Cliff Richard and...
Oh, you're kidding me.
And Susan, Sue Barker? That was his, their friends.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so Sue would
girlfriend.
Be... No.
She'd be safe as houses, I would have thought, around Sir Cliff Richard.
They're just friends.
But, so he used to turn up there all the time. He was always there.
That's right. It's
and
his
then,
time.
But his thing was, how annoying is this? If there was a rain delay, the cloud would start clapping and he would get up and they'd give him a microphone and he'd start singing as if you're already at the tennis, like Kill Me Now.
Oh,
now it's
it.
Raining at the tennis.
And now Cliff Richard's
singing.
Oh, well, I'd love this. Well, let's have a listen what he might do.
When the year they'll fall, darling, then we'll teach the young ones of our own. Once in every lifetime again.
Sit down, Cliff.
Yeah, come on, everyone.
Oh, jeez.
Right.
No, please.
Yes, I don't
please.
Mind that.
You'd be praying for the weather. You'd be doing a dance.
So. Oh,
Who else is really into it?
I tell you, Mick Jagger always turns up. He's a massive cricket nut.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's always turning up to support England.
Right.
So he'll be at, if his ticker holds out,
he'll
be at the World Cup for sure. Yeah,
what about Andy Lee? He goes to the...
he's Carlton
the
football,
2020.
Isn't he?
No, to the cricket.
More of a sad Klingon.
No, I'm saying.
No, he is. Andy Lee's
Andy
perfect.
Lee.
He was the water boy for the Melbourne Stars.
Right.
And he has also done the joke for the Australians on Test Morning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They get a comedian to do the joke, and he's done it.
Oh, that's
for
a big
the Australian
one,
cricket
it?
Team. They asked me to do it.
Really?
Yeah, I slept in. I'd had a big night.
God, there's how supportive you are. No wonder we're not doing well.
To be honest. But Mick Jagger, I remember seeing Mick Jagger, it might have been the World Cup, with sitting next to Bill Clinton.
Oh, yes, I recall.
I remember seeing Bill Clinton and Mick Jagger together. I remember thinking, wow, one of those guys has put it about a fair bit and has bettered a lot of women over the years, mostly younger than him, and the other one's the lead singer of the Rolling Stones.
I've got Sean on the line. Sean, who do you think is a bit of a mad sports fan?
I reckon Russell Crowe. You know, he goes and makes a bloody movie and then he makes all the players wear a jersey with that movie on it.
Oh, right. Hang on. Well, see, he owns the team. He's just sort of should be allowed.
Talking about the Rabbitohs.
Yeah, I think that's justified. I mean, when you poured in as much
money
as he has.
When I caught up with Russell last time over a couple of drinks.
Is he in your movie?
No, but I'll tell you what, I'm available to give him a couple of tips for his next hit out.
Well, that's what he's looking
to do
for.
Gladiator 2, which I should be in.
Gladiator 2?
Playing
my God, what would you play?
I'd be like the
sort of old Buddha type.
I beg your pardon?
Maximus Senior.
Miximus.
Miximus Senior.
I would be Miximus. No. Like, but he had a party trick. He'll get angry because I'm messing this up.
Mm.
But he used to go overseas while he's on film sets. Mm. He would say, "Oh God, I'll take you all out for a drink."
Mm.
And so they'd be in Toronto or somewhere, and he'd go, "Oh my God, look, it's my team." And the Rabbitohs would be playing.
Yeah.
And of course, it's a tape he's brought along.
Oh, really?
And put on the in-house system makes everyone watch
his
the
team.
Rabbitohs.
Who's going to have a win?
Wherever they're going. David's on the line. David, who's the annoying famous person who's always turning up?
It would have to be Justin Bieber at the Monaco Formula One Grand Prix.
Was he there this year?
No, but definitely the last couple of years where he showed up, and along with Lewis Hamilton. I mean, could you get a better couple?
Oh, are you not a Lewis Hamilton fan?
Absolutely not.
No.
Oh, gee, tough. Tough rule. Who do you go for then, David?
Everyone but.
Justin Bieber. How annoying.
That is annoying to see Bieber at a Formula One.
Bieber in Monaco. Yeah.
And is it the only one he goes to? He picks them. He handpicks as the...
He's on your list of people to punch, isn't he? Justin Bieber? He was once upon a time.
He was once upon a time.
Speaking of punching, let's go to Martin.
Oh.
Yes.
Martin, who are you suggesting is a mad fan?
What about George Columbaris?
Oh, gee, mad, all right.
George at the A-League.
Yeah, George at the A-League. He goes the punch, doesn't he?
No. I think that was, he's a very vocal supporter.
He's passionate.
He's punchy.
No, he's not punchy.
He got it a punch up at the...
Just be very careful.
He got it...
He's got it wearing an eye patch at the moment. He's no mood to hear any of your silliness.
He's punchy. He did.
Someone gave him disgusting lip.
He's a target for it.
Someone was terrible to him.
Hey, what about the boxing? The boxing, everyone always turns up.
Would you like to be going to the boxing? Have you been?
I'd like to be. I've told you, I'm thinking of taking up mixed martial arts.
Oh, my God. Really?
I'm thinking of taking up UFC.
No.
Yes, no. I'm going to the octagon.
Because I'm worried you might have a heart attack or get punched out.
I'll take you on.
Oh,
a drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
What's coming up in the next hour?
Charlie Pickering is not too far away. We'll be talking Tinder as well. Apparently there's a festival mode coming and Jane's all across it because she loves a festival. And Harry Styles and Stevie Nicks got together as well.
Oh, it's
Dream
so good.
Team.
That's sad.
It's not sad.
He's fantastic.
It is sad.
And they're beautiful songs, of course.
What an unholy collaboration.
No way. He's one of the great rock voices.
He's a really, really good singer. Well. You've got no idea because you're
Forget
not really,
One Direction.
Yeah.
No, I'm telling you.
Yeah, but One Direction, they can all sing.
They can, but he's got a good rock voice.
I mean, let's not mince words.
Yeah.
They're okay, boy band. I wouldn't put it in my top.
Well, you think your boy band you had in a movie was better.
Westlife were fairly good.
Westlife.
I liked New Kids on the Block in the early days.
Oh, come on.
No, Dave.
The Backstreet Boys had interesting. I mean, I don't think their comeback was that successful.
Dave, this is his mastermind subject.
Yeah,
I'm not
fascinating.
Joking.
But two of the most embarrassing situations of my life. One was going up to JB Hi-Fi on the counter with about half a dozen boy bands and just having the look on the guy's face as he raised two eyebrows.
Really?
I said, mate, it's for research purposes. same six DVDs left on my coffee table when the boys came around to watch some football. I could just see them look at it and it went very quiet very quickly and I had to explain.
That is
off.
Funny.
Hey, we were just talking sport.
Yeah.
This is funny.
We're going to Spain, and I'm a very very good squash player.
Why can't you just say I play squash? Yeah. Why do you have to be very very good?
Yeah. Because I am, especially for my age group. I'm a very good.
Are you sort of Chris Dittmar kind of level?
Sorry,
or?
An 11 year old beat you.
Oh, how dare you.
Yes, that's true.
He was a Victorian champion,
but still beat you. Still gave you a whooping. A big, fat whooping.
I had to get the defibrillator out. I tell you what, that's the first question I ask when I get to the golf
Fair enough.
A squash. Oh, yeah. Just out of interest, where are the defibrillators and how close are they to court three?
All right, I'll vouch for you. You do play, and I've known you to play squash.
Thank you. Well, I might start playing in Spain.
Why?
Well, because a squash club has sparked a major furor.
Well, this is ridiculous.
Because they had a women's tournament, and the first prize was a vibrator.
Well, that's insulting.
Jeepers.
Because they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't have a packet of condoms as a first prize if it was a man. They'd have a cup.
A trophy and a dinger.
Well, they'd have a proper trophy and maybe some grog or something like that. This is insulting.
So top women's players of the championship wrote in Spain, wrote to the local squash federation to voice their frustration.
As they should.
Elizabeth Sardo, who won the competition, received a trophy and a vibrator.
Oh, for goodness.
The girl who came finished second, third and fourth respectively, received gifts including hair removal.
She got some Veet. I mean, that is just Nads Veet. That's just shocking. That is terrible.
At least they're giving it to them after the tournament, not before.
And the other one.
You know, if you're going to go out and celebrate.
The other one. Right.
You can have a drink out of your trophy and then.
Well,
fire it
good,
up and off you
you're
go.
You're in a good mood. Might as well
I tell
top
you
it
what,
off.
She's really enjoying her win.
And the third prize, I've got one of these. What? And this was left around the house.
What is it?
Much to everyone's horror. I was sent a, it's a foot callus remover, but it's like got batteries and it goes zzz, but it's sort of like sandpaper and on a roller and you put on your foot and it takes off all the hard
like
stuff
a cheese grater
on your foot.
Sort of thing.
But it was left lying around.
Yuck.
Revolt. Assuming going, that coming
what
from the next
is
room.
This?
Okay, what's mum up
what
to?
Is this? But it's so rough.
How are the feet though?
Smooth as a baby's bottom. Well, they're not appropriate prizes for sportswomen, and they said so. They've sent it. They've gone to the federation in Spain and said, "Get your act together, please." That is just ridiculous. Hashtag El Top Del Machismo. That's what they say. Basically saying. We don't want your sexist rubbish prizes, idiot. That's squash.
That's a good federation, that one.
Good Lord.
Hands on deck.
So when was the last time you played squash?
Don't want to talk about it.
Why?
Still recovering.
It was a while ago. That is very hard. Tell me again if you're going to play.
All right, I will.
All right, coming up next, Charlie Pickering, Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it's going to be massive. Tinder are launching a special version of their app for music festivals.
I'll look into that.
How hard is it to pull a route at a festival? Well, I've got to ask.
You've got to ask that.
I would have thought.
We're going to ask James, our producer, too, how he's gone with Toffee, which is an app he went on for private school attendees only, which is outrageous.
He's right at home, that boy.
Harry Styles.
You've got some audio to play.
Yeah, I've got
me?
The audio of Harry and Stevie Nicks, my dream couple.
Singing together.
Singing, Stop Dragging My Heart Around. The audio's awesome. a little dusty.
I can't wait to hear it. Hey, we've got front bar tickets to give away. And
excellent.
Coming up next, you're never going to guess, it's this bloke.
When Charlie Pickering joins us, things can get a little weird. First, there was this conspiracy theory.
The world was actually being run by interdimensional giant Jewish lizards.
You could tell they were Jewish lizards because they had little yarmulkes on their heads.
Turns out they were frill neck lizards and they're not anymore.
And then Charlie taught us about this warped new trend.
Adult swaddling. So you know when you've got a newborn child and you wrap them up tight in
Oh, I'm like that. I'm like a swaddle.
Don't look at me when you say
don't
that.
Look at me
sounds very fetishy.
Probably swaddled and burped.
Oh. Here with a giant blanket and some Finnergan for Mick, please welcome back Charlie Pickering.
Good old Finnergan.
Oh, hello. Finnergan.
It's very hard to get over the counter now. You used to be able to get that when you go on a plane trip.
Oh, yeah.
The tip used to be if you're taking kids, give them a little
give
bit.
Give them a shot.
Yeah. Mm. Sometimes had the opposite effect.
Yeah. I think Finnegan should be mentioned in like the Australia Day honours every year. I think it should be far more celebrated. Save the sanity
it's
of so
actually,
many parents.
That's a great sounding word, isn't it? I don't know if it's onomatopoeia,
sounds
but
like
how
one
are
of the
you?
Founders of the Nobel Prize.
Yes, it does.
The Finnegans were the first to announce that award.
Charlie Pickering, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Although I've got some issues in my life. Okay. Basically, ooh. I've come here.
I'm here for you.
You're my most trusted guides.
Well,
you know
that's a worry.
That's sad.
Jeez. And I feel really? Between the two of you, it's like having an angel on one shoulder and a devil on the other shoulder, and I reach a conclusion somewhere in the middle.
Fire away.
I'm not saying who's who.
No, that's
all
right.
We didn't jump to any conclusions then.
So my first big issue is I've got problems at home. I go for a certain football team.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, you're a Melbourne boy, so I'm guessing this is AFL.
It is AFL. I go for Essendon.
Yeah.
It's been a rocky road. Fine. My son yes. goes for... Well, I thought
the same
goes
team
for the
you?
Same team
oh, that's
as
what
I
happens.
Did. Raised him to do that. That's right. That's what happens. Mm. He's Jewish because my wife's Jewish, and I got the football thing, right? So that works out.
It's okay. An unusual deal, yeah. But we'll go for it.
It's a win-win.
So anyway, he comes home the other day, and he's been getting into footy cards and swapping them at school with the other kids. And then he comes home the other day, and he informs me that he is changing teams.
That's a very, very big moment in any family's life.
Especially a father-son relationship,
yes, that's
I would
a very,
find.
That's it's almost a deal breaker.
That's bags on the nature strip for me.
Yeah, I don't think my wife handled it well, I'll be honest, because I'd come home from work and they were yes. he was getting a book in bed and it was like, hi, how's your day? And she was like, oh, guess what? We have some news. Wolf goes for a different football team anymore. And I am like, I couldn't engage with it.
That's just a shock to the system.
It was a shock to the system. I didn't take it well. And
was she surprised by your reaction?
Yeah, because she's American and she doesn't understand. she's not into team sports in any way. She has no...
Sounds like she's been involved somehow in this. I'm starting to suspect.
So anyway, and she, I'm just going, well, look, we can talk about that later. And she's going, no, he's decided and that's how it's going to... And then it became quite
no,
a thing.
No, I can
and,
just...
And we had to take it offline. Like, we had to get out of the room and she is like, she was like... What is wrong with you? It's his choice. It's what he's decided. And you should just support it. And I'm going,
oh my
he
God.
Is four. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And he goes for Essendon.
What was his reasoning? What was there at a cataclysmic event? What
it's
was
usually
he,
a
what
friend
was he, what was the inciting incident?
Jordan at school.
Oh, Jordan. Oh, that's like you. You had Jordan. you had a mate, didn't you, to get you over the line to Barry?
Well, that's my mate, Chowie, who we still go to.
To this day, goes to the football.
We go to the footy together every week.
So if you want to stop, you know, the lifelong friendship with Jordan and your son, then, you know.
Jordan has to go.
Yeah. Jordan has to go.
He has to be taken out and whacked.
Because he has, look, my son.
What happened to that young boy, Jordan? Seemed to go missing somewhere.
Just my son has plenty of years to make more friends. That's what I'm saying.
That's right.
Some fine Essendon supporting friends.
Sure.
He can definitely do it. But I feel like you guys are on my side.
I'm on your side.
I'm on your side.
That's a non-negotiable. It's the last tribal thing we're allowed to do.
I'm from a converted marriage, football family.
Yes.
Yeah, I did it for the sake of the family.
Wow.
Yes, man. I did.
And that must have been a trauma for you.
It was because the team I converted from was really successful and I've gone to a team that's not.
Like in life for you.
Oh, really?
That's what you got when you took your partner. You were just downgrading
what
in all
I,
the partners.
What was I thinking?
So I think maybe, is it too much to suggest that this should be legislated?
Legislation.
I see. There was talk of people signing a baby nup. Have you heard of this?
No, now you're talking.
Yes.
The baby nut.
We remember we came across it the other week.
That's
so
right.
It was
you sort this stuff out.
Your fair share of nappies and everything in early days, but then who gets to choose the school, the football team?
Great.
It doesn't cover this issue though, does it?
Yes,
really?
Well, it does.
We could sign
a
retrospective baby nup.
There you go.
Or start interviewing all his friends in advance, like auditions.
Aren't you a lawyer by trade? Can't
yeah,
you
but
set
so
up one
she,
of those?
And she's much better at it than I am.
No, damn it.
I don't know if I'm going to
well,
win.
Well, I don't. Yes, you will. You will. You've
this
got
is
to
a non-negotiable.
Strong.
This no. is you put your foot
it's
down.
For the, it's for
this
the sake of your father-son relationship.
Tell you what,
trust
guys.
Me.
I just wish you were around the house when these arguments occurred. It'd just be
tell Sarah to give me a call.
Heard of adoption? Heard of adoption? You can just take him. What about? Have you said you're moving house? Why don't you just not tell him and move?
Okay, that's not ideal.
He comes home from school and he learns a valuable lesson one day.
These are rapidly becoming arguments I can't use.
No, exactly. Hey, stick around. We'll come come back, and then I believe that you're getting excellent at complaining, which fascinates me. I wouldn't have seen that in you.
Charlie Pickering's with us. This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Charlie Pickering's with us. By the way, the Weekly with Charlie Pickering airs Wednesdays, 8:30 on ABC.
Huge. How was your post-election show? How did you, was it hard immediately for you to put it all together? It's a very important show.
Yeah, no, it was actually quite easy because I immediately just acted like I knew that was going to happen. had the benefit of hindsight.
Right.
And it's amazing how quickly you could, because before the election, everyone focused on the two-party preferred opinion poll. You know, but I very quickly flipped to who would have thought that the guy who lost 5 years worth of preferred prime minister polls wasn't our preferred prime minister. See, all of a sudden I'm Nostradamus.
But all of a sudden the polls make sense.
That's exactly right. That's the benefits of having 3 days to figure out what you're going to say.
They won the exit poll too, by the way. Everyone thought the exit poll said Labor were going to win. A lot of people going to that polling booth and voting in a bizarre
That
fashion.
Says that there's that there are people who believed it was shameful to vote the way they
100%
did.
100%, I believe
only
that.
Only conclusion you can draw.
They had ScoMo shame.
Yes, they did. not in Queensland, so they were all thumbs up there.
They're out. They're loud and proud.
They are loud and proud.
All right.
You've been...
I want to ask you another question to resolve another thing in my life.
We're
which
busy
is,
today, Mick, with our wisdom.
Send you an invoice for this.
I've developed a new skill, which is the ability to complain about service. And I don't know if it happened when I hit 40 and it just happened.
You hit an age because before then it's embarrassing.
Yes.
And you just don't want to cause a scene.
Yeah, I remember as a kid, my mum, great complainer, and my dad would get this look on his face... Like, if he thought hard enough, he could disappear. Look, and I was always on Dad's side in that situation. Mm. I was like, yes, this is embarrassing.
Mom,
just go with it. Who cares if you're allergic and you're going to get an anaphylactic shock? Just eat
shut
it.
Up about
eat it.
You do have one of those I'd like to see the manager haircuts, I've noticed. I'm just, it's new,
Hang on.
I like it.
Hang on. Do you mean my haircut shows that, sorry, is that a...
It's a complaint.
It's
a complaint that I made at the hairdresser.
It's an authoritarian.
Well, I would have.
Charlie, what?
So what happened recently? I've built up this. I've started to enjoy the complaining.
Okay.
And then, but something happened the other night. Mm. I was out for a drink with some friends, and I ordered a glass of the house red.
Yeah.
Now, you need all the information. Yes. It was a place that's known for having good wine.
All right.
It's a wine bar.
Okay.
And I ordered a glass of the house red, and it arrived.
Yes.
And I took a sip. And I called over the waiter and I said, that just won't do.
Oh, my God.
And I said,
Did he punch you in the head?
And the waiter said, well, is it corked? I said, no, it's just not of a standard I would expect from
my
a glass
God.
Of house white in this restaurant.
Charlie Pickering, this is extraordinary.
I don't know what got into me. But they brought me a very nice glass of wine. But then my friends afterwards were like, you can't do that. You can't possibly do that. And I said... No, if they want to call themselves a wine bar, their house wine better be a decent glass
now,
of wine.
Now, what triggered you? What was the taste test that you thought this is like from a cask or this is, you know, not up to standard?
It, do you know what? It tasted like what I would have drunk at university when, you know.
Blackberry nip.
Yeah, that's
tasted
right.
Like blackberry nip.
But it felt like a $5 bottle of wine from university.
Right. Now,
that's
you feel victorious because you were given another glass of wine, but your friends are suggesting to me that it was excruciating. Do you think you have to work on your manner?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the phrase "this will not do" is probably
I'd
where I went awry.
Steer away from
there.
That phrase, yes, when you're saying it. Maybe you
so
ask
how should,
next
let's,
time.
Let's role play it.
All right.
I'll be the waiter. I'll be the waiter. You be me. Show me how it's done. You've taken a sip. Mm. You've wondered how they got the cat to sit on the bottle, and now you've called me over.
Yes. Oh, you would say I'm not drinking this piss.
Can I be the waiter?
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Oh,
there you go.
Thank you, sir. That's much better.
Here's a brand new one.
No, Charlie. Seriously, I would have said, may I see the bottle that you got this glass of wine from?
Wow, this is an interesting strategy. I would never have thought that.
Grab the bottle.
and glove. Said waiter.
This is good. This is good. We're learning a lot. None of my friends are going to be complaining after that.
You won't have any friends, trust me, even after today. And we're going to have to reassess going to a wine bar with you. If we go, it's a new rule, you're not to send back a glass of wine like that.
No, you come in handy. You can do all our heavy lifting.
Yeah, so Charlie, I don't like this.
Could you make a complaint on my behalf, please?
But no, we now have a rule. If we're out at a bar and I have a glass of wine that's no good,
you'll see the bottle. Oh, good one. I might change my mind on that. But I do like the art of complaining is something that you must work on to have success.
So what do you do when you get the bottle? When they bring the bottle? Can I see the bottle?
Oh, I wouldn't have thought this would be your house wine, and I'm slightly disappointed.
And why is it a cask?
No, that's not going to fly either.
I'm slightly disappointed.
Come on, we're trying to help you out here, Charlie.
Tip
you can't
the table
do all your
over
work.
And punch on with the right, people sitting immediately opposite you.
Do you know, the more we talk about this, the more I think I did the right thing. I think I just did the right thing.
I think you're correct.
Good on you, Charlie. Anything else important going on in your life? I see Judith Lucy's still on your show.
Judith Lucy is, but can I say that Tom Gleason has been nominated for the Gold Logie? Oh,
yeah, I'm not happy about that.
I wouldn't have read about it.
And he has cancelled Hard Quiz.
He's resigned from all forms of media.
And he is holding it hostage. He will not continue to make Hard Quiz for the ABC unless he wins the Gold Logie.
Well, he's in my bad books. He was very rude about Paddy Newton.
Whoa!
Oh,
yes,
whoa.
And I won't have it. He slagged off Paddy.
Really?
Yes, and I'm not going to support him in his Gold Logie reach. I'm all behind the Neighbours people. So
it's put me in a very awkward.
I know. I'm sorry. Really, I'm sorry to do that. I had
what
to say
did
it out
Paddy
loud.
Do?
Mm. Oh, no. Look. I'll tell you off air. It's a long story.
Slagging off's kind of his thing. I don't think he singled her out somehow.
No, that's right.
It's like, wow, that's so out of character. It's on.
Charlie Pickering, The Weekly with Charlie Pickering, is Wednesdays 8:30 on ABC. This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, the other day we were talking about the new dating app for ex-students of private schools.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Do you remember? Because you're an old private school girl.
As you are, a private school boy.
Well, I'm not as old.
I'm not. Oh, my God.
I am a postgraduate private school boy.
You're a knob.
But it wasn't one of those inner-city snobby ones that you used to frequent.
That you like the uniforms and that you were just...
I do. I do enjoy the girls from your school. Just say...
Okay. Let's
many
move
of
on.
Us happy in our post-school
all right.
life.
All right.
I'm prepared to name names.
I am?
Yes.
Right.
Dave, of course, why don't you just amuse yourself while we have this conversation?
All right, public school boy
not,
here.
I'll... Not being from a private
country
school.
School boy.
A country, and I'll excuse myself.
You're ineligible all for right. the app which sets up private school girls and boys.
We're presuming it's so people can meet like for like.
That's right.
So they can all like be in the same.
I've taken my picture in my blazer. On my old polo pony.
How divine.
So there it is. Now we set the task to James, who works with us. We
surprisingly
said,
James. Say hello to everyone.
Hi everyone, how are you?
Surprisingly James went to a private boys' school.
It's just no
like
no,
last year.
No outward signs. James is a private school boy.
Yes.
James, you set about getting your photo done because they have to verify your profile,
yes,
right?
They do. Yes.
And you've done this. What stage of development are we at?
Right, so I put up a photo of me in a cocktail suit, put it out.
Hey. Just happened to have that.
Why did you? Why a cocktail suit? Was that to show that you hobnob around?
It's just his passport photo.
Okay, sorry.
So put it through. Waited around about.
When
five,
you say put it through, who are you sending it to?
You send it
to the app.
Yeah, Toffee headquarters. Okay. Put it through, and
Toffee's
then,
the name of the app.
Around about 5 hours after that, I got the tick of approval saying you're in. So
is that because they had to look up, make sure that the school you said you went to, do they ring the school or do they go to someone's got a school magazine?
It's harder than getting into the actual school.
And how do they verify
so
do you think?
My theory is that they're going and looking through all of my connections online. They're seeing if I've got other private school connections and then they're
that's a lot of effort.
Oh, well, I'm cooked.
All right, so you're in?
So I'm in, but what is happening now is I'm at a countdown stage of 9 days and 8 hours before I can start swiping on people.
Why?
I think they're trying to pull up all of the private school kids, like they're trying to get everyone onto the app.
But that's the whole point of it.
Haven't identified enough giant knobs yet to go on this site.
I think the name of the app is probably a bit yeah. ludicrous.
Yeah.
Toffee.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not very subtle.
So, what are you hoping for on this?
This is a bit awkward because on the weekend, the girl that I'm seeing actually heard that I was signing up for the app.
Oh, okay.
You're in trouble, mister.
Yeah. I have to ask.
Yeah.
She's from a private school?
No, she isn't. She's...
oh, my God, a mixed
what
marriage.
What are you doing? You're slumming it, eh? What are you doing?
She's like got a lot going for her, obviously.
It's like a Cinderella story, isn't it?
Yeah, she's from the local Warrnambool High School down there. So
good on her.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Good on me.
Yeah. Right.
What were you doing? Just sitting out the front of the car, watching everyone.
He doesn't have his license yet. You better get your license.
So is she okay with this or not?
Look, I don't think so. But for the purpose of my job, I'm staying on it.
Sure, James. So, now there's another one that's popped up. Another app, Tinder, are launching their festival mode. At this year's Splendour in the Grass.
Now, you've never been to a festival,
No,
Jane.
I have not.
So
I've never been on Tinder either.
Well, this is a chance to knock
You're
a couple off
with
the
both.
One. Let's go to Splendour in the Grass, pop you on Tinder.
Right,
let's see what happens.
Cool.
I'm not sure if I fit the profile. Hi, just me and 5 kids. What a catch. Hi, guys. Yeah.
For anyone on the brown acid, I'm not sure that's going to be...
Hashtag not much baggage. Oh, well, this is very interesting. So what
happens is...
So
how does that work, James? You know what's going on?
Yeah, so this one, what you can do at the moment, if you're going to Splendour, you can put on your profile a little badge saying, I'm going to Splendour. You can start swiping on all of the people at the moment. So when you get there... All of your matches are already lined up, so you can.
Well, this is just going to turn into a bit of an orgy, isn't
mate,
it? It's
like
a muddy orgy.
Call me old fashioned, but, you know, I like getting drunk and just pashing on in the mosh pit. Call or me just, old school.
And not having to look at your phone to just check out. So you've got to meet someone? How annoying. Yeah. I'll meet you under the. I don't know, the portable toilets.
Maybe Coachella, because those chicks looked hot.
Yeah.
Would that be the one?
Don't speak to me about those women from Coachella.
They're all about just the Instagram at Coachella.
They are. They don't, they don't even about. See
oh, look
anyone.
Out. Dave's back in the conversation. we must be over toffee. Have you ever been on a dating site?
No.
Would you like to
I've
be?
I've been married for 20 years. What are you talking about?
That was so indignant,
I've seen
Dave.
You pull a couple of boobs. How dare you?
My wife listens to this and she said, oh, you called me a fat yak yesterday, did you? I said, it was taken out of context, trust me. Oh. So I'm in the poo already. So no, I don't do the Tinder. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
There was something I discovered today in my Twitter feed
what?
That filled my heart with joy.
Yes, far away.
Stevie Nicks. Don't groan when I say Stevie Nicks.
Is she like one of your, if you could be reincarnated as anyone, would it be Stevie Nicks?
Yes, it would be. She's lived a great life.
Amazing performer.
And Harry Styles.
Oh,
please don't ask me who Harry Styles is.
One Direction.
I know. Yeah. I know that because I told you my story. When I was in London, I saw a guy who was dressed up as Harry Styles at a nightclub.
Yeah.
It was called White China, a very famous nightclub. Right. I walked up to him and he'd gone too far. Like he was like a dead ringer. Yeah. I walked up, I said, mate, seriously, it's okay to like him. But this is a bit creepy. I walked away and people goes, wow, what did you say to him? I said, who? He goes, Harry Styles.
You idiot.
It was Harry Styles.
You embarrass me everywhere you go. Well,
so
Harry,
I do know who Harry
you
Styles
You do know who
is.
He is. Well, he's teamed up with Stevie Nicks. They have sung together. I mean, what a dream for me to have those two voices together.
Wow,
they
it'd
were
be
in...
like a kid singing with his grandma, wouldn't it?
Why do you spoil that?
Well, it's not having
no,
to spoil
she
it.
Actually calls it him...
Would.
He calls her...
Feel like the Queen Mum and Prince Harry or something.
She's his magical gypsy godmother.
Oh,
that's
good
what she
Lord.
Calls
wow.
There could be something going on between them. There was like magic in the air.
Gerontophilia.
That's a long word.
Jeez. Well, it is.
It's a dictionary.
We get it out.
All right.
It's
so
like
he's,
having sex with the really
All right,
old.
I get the idea. Thanks. I'm on to it. So they're in Rome because he's the new face of Gucci fragrance.
Is
and there's
he?
Some fancy Gucci party and they're dressed to the nines.
I was down to the last three, I think.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. And then guess what happens?
What?
They're all having a drink afterwards. Hit it, Dave. They start singing together.
Stop.
Tom Petty.
Tom Petty, stop dragging my heart around.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
The Spice Girls sounded better.
I knew you were going to say
than that.
I knew.
That
look, that's
was...
audio taken from somebody who was there.
It was a phone, camera phone.
And they sang great together. They also...
You're kidding.
They also did one of my favourite songs, Landslide.
Oh, you're beautiful.
So I would have bawled my eyes out if I'd
Dixie
seen
Dixie Chicks
that.
Did that one as well.
Yes, they did.
Dixie Chicks were great. Mm. Yes. Really liked
Hey, I'm not going the Dixie Chicks. Relax. That's a band I've seen, by the way. Anyway, so Harry and Stevie together, a duet, that is, to me, my ideal coupling. And they're great friends. And he, in fact, inducted her into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I don't know why, but he did.
I think she's been
unusual.
Inducted twice, too. She went through with Fleetwood Mac. Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, but that doesn't count.
Well, kind of does.
It's no. like Darryl Braithwaite's been through twice.
Oh, my God.
And he should never have been through twice.
You have to be so careful
yes,
when you spin this up.
Yes, for Sherbet, but not for his solo career.
Yes, for Sherbet. Yes, for his solo career.
He didn't ride horses.
Same with
it's
Stevie.
Not his song.
He doesn't
but he made
matter.
Okay, name me another song that he's done.
One Summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, shove that up,
Well, have you got it there?
Oh, I've got
One Summer. Horses. No, one summer.
Seriously, that is.
No, seriously, you've got One Summer? I'd like to know because I've never heard
one
it.
One summer.
Again, Spice Girls sounds
one summer.
Okay, so on that alone, it gets him into the.
Yes, there's heaps of other ones. There's heaps.
As the days go by,
as
there's another.
As the days go by.
Okay, you better go to something proper just for a minute. Jay's having a meltdown.
This is Kennedy
Malloy. I'm melting.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong? This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy, all thanks to Bosch and the heavy-duty Procore 18-volt two-piece brushless kit.
Oh, say it again. That sounds like... Oh,
yeah, it's heavy-duty, it's the Procore, it's the 18-volt, and it's a two-piece brushless kit.
Schwing!
What's the word, Bosch?
It's Bosch.
Yeah. Bosch says it all
says
to me.
Strength, doesn't it?
Sounds like a great power tool or a really good sauce you'd put on your steak.
Look.
Pass the Bosch.
When I want a tool, I want a Bosch.
Do you?
All right. Hey, they come in handy in...
in where?
Well, you know, Bod to Bosch make a...
What?
No, I'm not sure.
Beg your pardon.
Like an adult's...
Hang on.
Something for the ladies?
No, I'm more into
they make plenty for the ladies.
Well,
it's equal.
Specifically for the...
A mixer for the cake baking?
What, though. They've got a six-year warranty on the battery, so they last forever, the Bosch.
Oh, okay. Don't you be saying battery like that, Dave, and look at me.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Front bar tickets gone.
They've gone. Yeah. Look forward
well,
to
that was
tonight.
I'm going to be on my couch tonight. What are you going to be in your gym jams again?
Well, I don't. If I'm feeling the same way, yes, I might.
You might wear your gym jams on the telly. It was so cute.
Shut up,
Jane.
Adorable.
Thank you for that. It made me get in my gym jams.
Did you?
Too. Yes, I did.
I had a little blankie.
Me too. Yeah,
no tea. I don't like the tea. And you know what? It was great because I watched another episode of Game of Thrones.
Stop it! You didn't.
Episode 7. Of season 1 I'm up to. And what a corker.
Really? No, we don't want to hear, really. We're not going to go
delirious.
Through this again.
I saw Jamie's preparing to attack River Run.
Yep.
And a few of the wildlings are freeing all the White Walkers. Yeah.
That's all they do.
But what happens to those guys? Are they good guys, the White Walkers? I feel like I know them. And Benjen's horse returned from the north.
Without Benjen on it?
I think John's been groomed for command. Do you think that at the wall? Is that your read?
Could be.
Am I getting ahead of myself? And
is it still cold?
And Ned's
on the
confronted
wall?
Cersei. It's a bit cold. Yeah. Do you think they need a chairlift or something? Or is this some kind of pommer?
They need something.
People should climb it like Everest. Die on the way up. Anyway, it's all very exciting. Okay.
Yeah.
So I couldn't be
But happy. This is that we stop now. You don't need to watch anymore. I think we had it now.
No.
No.
I'm doing all...
No, there's about 70 episodes. I'm not having this every day.
Every day.
No, I don't want it.
Well, I'm bringing
it. No, you have to do it on
Spoiler
another
Spoiler alert, anyone, if they see me, don't mention what happens in episode 8 of
You've
season
You've watched the last
one.
Episode.
I saw a bit of it.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to blocking it out.
All right.
All right.
Hey, tomorrow on the show, we've got Nick Offerman on the show.
Well, that's big news.
That's Ron Swanson from Parks and Rec.
Good Lord. Be on your best behaviour, everybody.
You bet. We'll see you then for a Friday. Kennedy Malloy.
another unbelievable Kennedy Malloy podcast done and dusted.
For the unbelievable deal of the year,
grab a Bosch Heavy Duty Pro Core 18 Volt 2-Piece Brushless Kit for $299 at selected retailers now.